Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What the hell is going on in the world when I look at a 24-hour news channel and some of their top stories is a picture of the president saying, I'm very good at grass, followed by a Cracker Barrel logo that says, over the barrel. And I go, what the heck? We've got real issues. Holy moly. People are freaked out over a restaurant changing something. Like, oh my God.
I think this is real quick. We talked about the Cracker Barrel changed their logo. They lost, I think it's like $90 million in one day, which apparently is only $4 in stock. But the market value is like $90 million. People are like cheering victory because I guess if you go woke, you go broke. Or are they just.
Woke did they do just because they got rid of an old guy in a barrel? Is that considered woke?
I saw somebody post something and they were like, this is how it starts. You'll see. Here comes the Cracker Barrel logo with a rainbow flag. I'm like, what are you talking about? Why are you so weird? Stop making things up.
Things up to divert you from real issues we should be focusing on. Yeah, so now we're doing it. So stop.
I'm really frustrated by this. I can't play it because my computer broke a couple days ago. But the president talking about grass is fascinating to me. And it sounds made up. But he did one of those things where sometimes he says he's really good at something and doubles down and triples. And he's just like, you know, I look around here and it's messy and we're going to fix the grass. And no one knows grass better than I do. I love grass and I'm good at grass and I'll make the grass great again. It was essentially that's what he said, if you didn't hear it.
I know more about grass than any human being.
I forgot that part of it. And it's one of the more harmless, quirky things about his personality, but I don't get it. I feel like there's a lot more important things in the world, but hey, yes, who doesn't like a nice lawn?
Who cares about what the grass looks like at this point, folks?
Well, he's talking about D.C. It sounds like
come on.
He's going to have the National Guard go in there and clean up the streets, and then when the streets are clean, he's going to remodel the place.
How are they cleaning up the streets? What do you mean?
I don't know.
They're not cleaning the streets.
No.
Are you trying? Is that your word for like all of a sudden people with military background and no real police training going in and policing the streets? And he says he'd like to do this in other cities across America. Good luck with that. Would just be a disaster. Absolute blowback would happen on that. It's not going
to
happen.
Here's on the plus side. I think it's great. It'd be great to live in, be able to visit cities with less crime. On a negative, I don't want to have to visit them where there's, you know, military in the streets because it makes me feel like I'm in North Korea. Can we find a happy medium maybe? That's the best positive spin I can put on.
I don't know. Here's the thing. If you want to look at the top U.S. cities, violent crime numbers, top 10 from 2024, because we don't have the data yet from now. All worse than Washington, D.C. Number one is Memphis. Memphis had the highest violent crime rate. Is he going to send troops into Memphis?
He can't, though. He can't. I mean,
Oakland? No, you can't. I mean, you can't.
Do what he wants,
it depends on. No.
He can't. He
can do it in D.C. because it's a special, different situation. He can do it in response to what is actually like weather or something. And usually it's done with a governor who allows it to happen. So back to the states. Memphis, cities. Memphis, number one. So if he's serious about tackling violent crime and wants to start sending our military, which I'm very much against, without an agreement from a governor. Is he going to go into Memphis? Is he going to go into Oakland? Is he going to go into Detroit? How about Little Rock? There's Baltimore, Cleveland, Kansas City, Milwaukee, St. Louis, and Dayton. Those are the top 10 cities with the highest violent crime rates. So if he is, as he talks about, I'm going to try to go elsewhere. If he's going to look at actual real numbers, those would be the places he'd go. But I guarantee you he's just going to pick every blue state city that he can. Because it's all about politics. And it's also about, let's talk about anything other than the Epstein case, right? I think this is what a lot of what is going on here is all about. And again, the only thing I would say to any of you who are, you know, don't understand how just bad the Epstein situation is for Donald Trump, explain. And you don't have to, you know, do it to me. I'm just saying, in your brain, ask yourself why a perpetrator, a child sex trafficker named Ghislaine Maxwell, met with the DOJ's number two person and immediately got transferred to a much nicer prison with more benefits. Just ask yourself that. And we're not going to answer it for you here.
Well, we don't know the answers, do we?
Well, I'm saying to you, we're not even going to answer it with our own things. I'm just saying to you, none of that makes sense other than placating a perpetrator because there may be damaging information that she knows. And we'll leave it at that. But so the whole Epstein situation is going to start to heat up as well. I did see the Department of Justice has to provide Epstein related records to a House committee. They missed the first deadline, but they say today they will begin handing over those Epstein documents and the House Oversight Committee to make some files public. Some. That's ridiculous. Make them all public.
Hang on. I'm going to just go on record. First, anyone who does bad things to people who are underage children, this is all horrible stuff. But lists that are just like these, see, I told you, look, their names are near each other, or that doesn't prove anything. No. And I'm not running cover for anybody. I'm just saying that I think this is such a dangerous thing to do unless they have some concrete evidence of wrongdoing.
There is stuff that they have. They have gone in and look, whether they still have it or not, that's another question.
Sure.
But all indications are from people who were very close to Epstein. He had cameras and he had recordings of very high level people. So we're not even just talking about, who's on a flight log. We're talking about there could very well be very powerful people that he could have blackmailed. He could blackmail people at a very high level. Like we're talking international, you know, either CEOs. It could also be, as we know, there was a prince involved over in the UK. I don't think they call him a prince anymore because, you know, of his behavior. It could be former presidents or current presidents. It could be such a list of... titanium almost, like this is stuff that is it could be nuclear if you were to release it, because so many people, it would be like a tsunami, could be caught up in it. And that could be a reason why for so long there was any resistance. Look, if this were you or me and just our like horrible band of compatriots doing this vicious, rotten, traumatizing and just terrible stuff to people, they would have the dog and pony show. You would have the feds at a meeting, you know, at a public news release, and they'd have the pictures, they'd call it Operation Whatever, and they would take down every person that they could connect it to it. This thing is so just nuclear, I believe, that it has been from the get-go, it has been completely covered up. And all of that information is there. You don't need Ghislaine Maxwell talking to the DOJ. The reason why anybody would talk to her is because she knows stuff. She knows stuff. And the fact that you talk to her and then you send her somewhere better makes you look really bad. So all of this stuff, do I have any faith that the DOJ is going to release this? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. They're not going to. They're not going to. And from what we understand, hours and hours and hours and man hours and people and went through these just looking for Donald Trump's name. So I don't
believe
it.
It's nuclear. I'd say this. Anyone who was in that bomb radius, deserves everything coming to them. Because that means by that, they would be really connected. They might be on a video that may or may not exist. We don't know. But it's the fallout. If you ever look at nuclear fallout, it goes hundreds of miles. People who just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time didn't know what was really going on. Next thing you know, their lives are ruined from radiation sickness. This is it's a nuclear story. I'm just afraid the way everything is right now, one name can be put out there and people will believe what they want to believe. They'll connect their own dots and it suddenly becomes the truth. And that is messed up because these are real serious crimes that potentially could have been committed.
The investigators know. The investigators know, like, what there is. And I would say, I don't know if somebody could have gotten rid of that stuff ahead of time. We just don't know. But the whole death of Epstein is very much shrouded in mystery. I just don't buy that he committed suicide. I just don't. I don't think so. I don't think that, at least everything I've seen, people have talked to him, they just did not think that was something like that. Look, if you had that kind of information on people, and even if the government didn't want to cover it up, you talking could have gotten you into, like, just like Ghislaine Maxwell did. He could have possibly said, hey, I have information. Right. And I think that's one of the reasons why he didn't get anything harsh at first. The deal that was made was a ridiculous deal. Yeah. And it's just appalling. This whole thing is appalling. You or I, we would all be persona, like, hated number one person. We would be on the feds, press release. Our pictures would be up there. They would be like, we will not stop until we get every perpetrator who, attacked and assaulted young women and blah, blah, blah.
But why didn't that happen?
Money
and power and who you know. And I'm not saying anyone specific. I'm just saying that's just a regular trend that people cut deals because they can. They have access to people in the legal field who can make things happen and make things go away.
Horrible. I'm saying let the chips fall where they may. Whoever it be, Republican, Democrat, entertainers, actors, athletes, I don't know, princes, other country leaders, any of them. Let the chips fall where they may, because true justice has to be done. And it's not. It's not being done, especially the fact that perpetrator number two, Ghislaine Maxwell, is now in a better place. Why did that happen? And what do you think you're going to get from a woman who already went to jail? One of the things was also because she lied. So she's only going to tell you what you want to hear to make her life better. The law firm that is representing Lackawanna County and Democratic Commissioner Bill Gaughan, that's in this legal fight over the whole replacement of former Commissioner Matt McGloin, his seat. That law firm says they will not be billing the county for representation. It's Myers, Breyer & Kelly, LLP. They've been representing Gaughan and the county since the litigation was brought back in March. They said they're doing it on a pro bono basis as a public service. And there have been people critical because, the local courts had ruled that the county really didn't have the interest in this, only Gaughan. But they appealed that. And there are people who have said, you shouldn't be doing this. You shouldn't be costing the county to do this. But they say, we're not going to charge the county. So does that make you feel any better about it?
Well, I mean, it's good to get a freebie. I like the word pro bono when it doesn't kind of that's good for taxpayers, right?
Right. I mean, it's good for taxpayers. It's weird.
How often do we hear the government go, this one's on us? You don't get that much.
Right. But, there's not everybody who's supporting the county in the effort because, the Democratic Party seems to be at odds, obviously, with Bill Gaughan, who is a Democrat. Yeah. But it's all about how are we going to fill this seat? And right now, the Home Rule Charter states that the Democratic Party, their committee, puts the three names forward to the judges to make that decision. And there's another like state kind of decision that was made that would say it goes straight to the judges rather than being picked by the county. What's been going on way too long?
If we wait long enough, when's the next election for this? How long is that a seat
crazy.
For?
It's crazy. It's nuts. Hopefully we'll get a decision soon because the state Supreme Court has appealed, Gaughan and the county, appealed to the state Supreme Court to try to overrule what happened in our regular courts here. The King's Bench thing failed, but that's rarely exercised anyway. So it's up to the Supreme Court. Do they want to hear this and that'll just take even longer? Or will they just immediately say no? I think we need to get this thing done soon.
I joke a lot about these stories where it's like, oh, okay, so we're still dealing with this problem that started how long ago now? It takes forever.
In March.
And I think this is what really frustrates people about government sometimes, just in every stage, where I think if we put our heads together for like, I don't know, 10 minutes, we can come up with something. And you say, if someone gets elected and then they leave, you fill the spot through, you pick somebody to replace them until the next election. Unless it's within 3 months, then you do the following. Done. Problem solved. Then you know how long it's going to take and what you need to do.
Right.
I hate all these hoops we have to jump through.
Right. I wish it would have been something where you could let the voters decide.
Right.
Rather than this
if not immediately, in 6 months, and if they don't pick someone good, then that's on them. They'll probably lose the next election.
Well, hopefully this decision then settles this thing. If this happens in any other county across the state, because this will be now going to the Supreme Court. If they do take it on and make a decision, that can kind of settle any questions people may have. If they just say, no, we're not even going to hear this and let it stand, finally we'll get at least the process moving along.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Back to school is happening soon. Are you guys ready for this? Getting the kids back.
We had back to school night last night.
Oh, okay.
And I remembered I forgot about this. My daughter's going into like the middle school era.
Mm.
And I forgot just how this is such, it's like the unofficial kickoff to awkward years.
Like, okay, what grade is this? So?
It's like six. What is she in? Third. Hang on. Yeah, third, fourth, fifth.
What grade is she in? She's not in third, anymore. Right?
Yeah, she's in third, isn't she?
How old is
I've
she?
I've had a rough week. Third. She's going to be nine.
Okay. So confused.
I made a mistake of joking with her a couple weeks
ago. Middle school?
I said, what grade are you in again? Fifth? And she goes, no, I'm in third. I go, fourth? And now I'm confused.
I thought middle school was like up until eighth.
I said the wrong thing.
Yeah,
sorry.
You're confusing me. All
right. I confused myself. I shouldn't have said middle school. But that era when you're like 9, 10, 11, 12 is like such a weird year because you're still a kid, but your body's going, no, we got a project to work on here. And everything's just weird.
Now, some what of the grade kids, is your son in?
He is in eighth grade.
Oh, and those are tough. I have to say that once you get to like seventh, eighth, the homework starts getting harder. You know, when you're younger, look, I know that some kids struggle when they're younger, too.
Or older, some of us.
But But I do know of people that could get through with getting good grades in grade school. And as soon as you got to that, like, seventh, eighth, ninth grade, things got harder.
Oh, my mom called me gifted until, and she still probably would. If she's still alive, she still would. But really what I was very interested in learning up until about the age of eight. And then it got tricky for me. And then she just...
Because it got harder. It got a lot harder.
But also I needed some of the help kids get today. And I didn't get that. So I'm happy to see certain kids don't get left behind.
Nowadays they do work with individuals on an individual plan when necessary. And it's very different than when...
Different path than I was on. So it's good to see.
Yeah, it is. And the 42nd annual Tomato Festival has now kicked off. How about that?
I found the song this morning. Johnny, hit that sucker. John Denver. This might be my new favorite song ever.
I don't even know it.
Nothing in the world that I like better than bacon and lettuce and homegrown tomatoes. Up in the morning and out in the garden, get your ripe ones, don't get hardened. Plant them in the spring, eat them in the summer.
The best part's coming out.
I'm enjoying it.
I forgot all about the sweating and the digging. Every time I go out and pick me a bacon. Homegrown tomatoes. What would life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes.
It says only two things money can't buy. And it's funny. This is how jaded my mind has gotten. You can kick that song down
a bit.
I love it. But at first I was like, is this like sort of like some weird innuendo? And then I realized, no, it's John Denver. He's clearly singing about gardens and homegrown tomatoes. And the second is a coworker, Liz, said she brought in homegrown tomatoes.
Nice.
I said, can I pay? And she smacked me and goes, no, you can't pay for homegrown tomatoes.
She didn't smack you. She wouldn't smack
anybody. It's good for the story, though. But she said, you can't pay for homegrown tomatoes. Homegrown tomatoes.
That's sweet. So anyway, nice weather. It looks like for this Pittston Tomato Festival that we'll be getting. It started last night, but it's really going to kick up into gear.
We do a lot of those Thursday kickoffs, and I always think of Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So no offense, but that's a fun event.
Yeah, really awesome. A lot of good stuff. So
especially if you like tomatoes.
Who doesn't?
I like saying it like that too. Tomatoes.
Yeah. And it's been going on now. I was looking at how many years this has been. 42 years.
I didn't know how long it went back. That's great.
Yeah. 42 years. And it's just gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. People just love it. You know, in the beginning, I just remember it's like, they throw tomatoes at each other. Now there's just so much more. It's not just a fight.
Well, I don't think they do. I thought they stopped the fight unless they brought it back because COVID changed a couple things.
Right.
And the next thing you know, some things disappeared, but it's a good gimmick. Got people talking about it.
Right. That was what I think in the beginning was what everybody used to talk about.
Well, it's a huge event now.
They've got music and entertainment and all kinds of, obviously, foods, tomato-based foods. So really good stuff. So head on over to the Pittston Tomato Festival this weekend. Many, many people will be. Looking at the forecast from meteorologist Anthony Bordinaro, looks like a pretty nice day, a mostly sunny day, beautiful, high around 83 degrees. Some clouds tonight, low 59, morning clouds to start your Saturday, but mostly sunny for most of that day and warm. So Saturday's high, about 85 degrees. The outlook for Sunday, clouds and sun. A few showers or thunderstorms in the afternoon. Sunday's high 80. Looking like Monday, the showers and storms leave. It clears to some afternoon sunshine. Monday's high 81. On Tuesday, partly sunny, high 75. But we're looking at like 70 to 74 following in the days after that. All right, back to the breaking news right now. The FBI has now descended on ex-Trump official John Bolton's home. There is an early morning raid that is now underway, and a lot of questions are being asked. This is really blown up on social media. The raid being conducted by the FBI. There's some live video out there showing the street being blocked off by Montgomery County Police. Police confirm they are on site in support of the FBI. Bolton has become a major critic of the Trump administration since leaving under a cloud during the president's first term, where the longtime advisor to presidents provided guidance on the Middle East. Just over a week ago, Donald Trump lashed out at Bolton and also the media by writing on Truth Social, constantly quoting fired losers and really dumb people like John Bolton, who just said that even though the meeting is on American soil, Putin has already won. What's that all about? We are winning on everything. The fake news is working overtime. No tax on overtime. Then he writes, you know how he is. Anyway, this is a lot of questions and real concerns. And you know what is really sad about where we're at today? Is there was a time when I'd see a story like this and I'd go, wow, I wonder what he did and what he might have done. And did he do something bad? And now my first thought is, are they doing this because Donald Trump is mad at John Bolton? Like, that's really sad when we're at a point where we fully expect that Donald Trump would call up the person in charge and say, go after so-and-so. Now, we don't know the details here, and I don't know the details here. He could have done something. Right. But the immediate thought, because it's just become commonplace, is to think that this could just be punishing an enemy. We'll find out. We'll find out what they're after. But FBI agents are raiding the D.C. area home of the former national security advisor for Donald Trump, John Bolton. And they say this is a high-profile national security probe. Federal agents busted into Bolton's house at 7 a.m. This was an investigation ordered by FBI Director Kash Patel. And that is according to a Trump administration official. In a cryptic post to X shortly after the raid, he posted, "No one is above the law at FBI agents on mission." The probe is said to involve classified documents. Okay, so we'll wait to see. But this is Kash Patel posting, "No one is above the law at FBI agents on mission." I'm trying to see where that exactly came down and what time. But again, Bolton has previously been accused of including classified information in a book that he wrote in 2020, The Room Where It Happened. So we shall find out what this is all about. But
yeah, I'll sit back and I'm away to see what they show us. I'm curious to see what they show us. I can't imagine it's going to be like then they found plutonium. He was trading with foreign nations. I can't believe it was something crazy like that. That's Back to the Future, by the way, from that. I don't believe that's what it's going to be. I think it's probably going to be they might have find some paperwork and say, there you go. You see,
what's weird is the post. And I went to the New York Post to get that story. It says no one is above the law, but they have a post from August 22nd from him. That's at 12:03 p.m. Mm-hmm. Sorry, it's 7:52 a.m. So I'm a little confused time-wise and everything. And again, this is something that I'm trying to get some more info on, but it's still very...
Would you say it's a wait-and-see story now at this point? Because I'm curious.
I don't like that my immediate thought is he doing this just to punish somebody? Is he on the air right now on CNN?
Said from Thursday. No, that's
okay. That's from Thursday. That was when he was having comments to say on something. But, when your first thought isn't faith in the department, rather it's a political, hit job. I don't like that we're at that point where that's what you're concerned about. Wait to get more information, of course, but
it shouldn't be like that. And, if there's something they find that is really damning evidence, then, yeah, he's in trouble. But I think
it's the inappropriateness in the past of the things that Donald Trump has said and these the directors of these organizations when the way that they speak very politically.
Did you say is it wrong or did you say, I don't like that I immediately think.
I don't like it that that's my first.
I don't like
thought.
That, immediately you'll see this. Oh, see how they like it. Like this kind of like
it's crazy
because that type of stuff never ends. So it's like today's your victory. OK, you feel happy. Let's see what happens next, because I don't want to see that happen. This is where I think we start getting down this.
Yeah.
We're walking down a dangerous path. And but you started it. Oh, can we stop?
According to a new survey, younger Americans are increasingly turning to artificial intelligence and ChatGPT to plan vacations. vacations, go getaways.
Okay.
Top AI travel applications include comparing flight prices. So you can ask AI to do that for you now. Also, they'll help you select destinations. Maybe now you can go in and say, hey, what's a good destination that has this type of weather, you know, multiple trails and da 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 da. That makes sense, right? That can narrow it down. Also, they have itineraries. If you're going to go somewhere, that's a big one. If, hey, I want to travel to Rome and, you know, I have X amount of dollars. What could I do?
I use AI for things like, you know, itineraries and things like that. But the advice I would give you is as good as the information can be, it may be outdated. It may be off. It doesn't include, doesn't think about things like that you wouldn't think. It doesn't think like you would. It thinks like a computer would. So
right.
Go through it, double check it to make sure it's right because, you know, but yeah. There's a lot of really interesting information.
I could see where that would really work out well. Look, when computers came online at one time, and this is nothing against the travel agent, I think that if you're particular about what you want to do and you, you know, want to have that one-on-one with a human being and you know, I'm not saying don't go to a travel agent. I think they can really help you out in a lot of ways. But online, just the computers themselves really opened up travel to a lot of other people,
sure.
Right? Regular, everyday people. But artificial intelligence takes it even a step further. Now, it's still, I believe, got a lot of issues, as you just mentioned. So whatever you do, I think it probably is a great resource. If you said, hey, I want to, for example, let's just say, for me, never taking my kids to Disney, I know there's a lot of people with a lot of know-how in the past that you could book and they go, I know how to secure dining reservations with the princesses to which rides and how you have to do all that stuff. I'm sure if you have a really, really great way to get artificial intelligence to kind of narrow that down, the scary thing is if they don't, if they're a little off on something,
that's what I'm saying.
You really screw something up.
A good example of that would be you're looking for, if you say, hey, give me a list of places to travel. And he goes, one place I think you'd really love is blank. And it's a brand new facility. And it's, you're like, that's great. And you can't find information. You're like, get your heart set on this. You find out, oh, it was just proposed. And they're speculating that you would love it. You're like, you idiot. I want to go now. Or, oh, that place closed 30 years ago. It's reminiscing.
Right.
Because it grabs a lot of articles and stories and quotes from real life experiences. And sometimes it doesn't have the understanding to go, oh, this sounds old.
Right.
Or, you know, it's tough. But there's good, vague stuff. Like I just asked, help me pick a vacation destination that makes sense for me. And the first question, are you making more money? Because vacation's not in your budget right now. And I said, you're right. And they go, we're done here, right? That's a real back. Okay, it's not real. But
have you guys used it, I wonder, for artificial intelligence? Have you used it to plan a getaway or a vacation?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller. the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.